This episode is sponsored by Jacobson Real Estate Company. Are you ready to find your dream home? Or maybe you're thinking about selling and want the best deal possible? Well, look no further. At Jacobson Real Estate Company, we make buying or selling your home smooth, stress-free, and exciting. With 50-plus years of experience and a deep knowledge of the Winona, Minnesota area market, we specialize in turning your real estate goals into reality. Whether it's finding that perfect neighborhood, negotiating top dollar for your property, or answering all of your questions along the way, we're here for you. Plus, with our personalized approach, you're not just a client, you're family. So why wait? Let Jacobson Real Estate Company open the door to your future. Call us today at 507-313-2716 or visit our website at jacobsonrealestatecompany.com. Because your next chapter starts here. Buy, sell, invest. Jacobson Real Estate Company. Well, welcome to day two of the Sturgis trip. Also, it could be known as day three for Justin because he left a day early. But we are finally, the three of us are finally in Lead, South Dakota. And we had ourselves one hell of a trip today. Justin shit himself. But other than that, we left from Winter, South Dakota, small town, questionable food, and we made ourselves all the way through the Badlands to Waldrug to Rapid City, all the way through Sturgis, Deadwood, and now we are in Lead. Boys, how are we feeling?
I feel fantastic.
Yeah, it was a good ride. It was hot. I think it was 98 degrees on the temperature today.
It felt like driving through an air fryer.
Yeah, it was pretty hot.
There was
today.
No relief. I mean, you think that the wind maybe gave you something, but no, you were just burning.
And so I felt like we were in just a kind of a hot tub, which I love hot tubs. And Justin says he went through an air fryer, but his arms certainly show that he went through sun because he's a burnt. He's a bot.
Apparently, I have no resistance to UV at all.
You know what? All the cruises you've been on, how are you not resistant to heat?
I have no idea.
I don't know. And Brett, when we were cruising on most of the trip today, when we were moving, I felt fine. But obviously, I felt the heat in Waldrug for sure. I felt that for sure. When we were walking through Waldrug, I definitely felt the heat, but when we were riding, I didn't feel that at all, especially in the Badlands, which was amazing.
Yeah, Waldrug probably was pretty much the hottest point of the day, which we had, about an hour?
I'd say 15. Where did we stop? In between Badlands and where was the gas station?
Yeah, what was that ghetto gas station we stopped at? We saw the two guys that were leaving Winter. It was at Gus's.
One of the Gus stops.
Yeah, it was a Gus stop.
That was before the Badlands.
White River. That's where it was.
Yeah, that was hour and 20 minutes drive was literally the worst for me.
Yeah, I remember you saying that when we got to the Badlands.
And then when we got to the Badlands, we had to wait in line to pay our park passes.
That was hot too.
And my leg was about 2 degrees from just combusting into flames. I was about ready to turn into Ghost Rider at the gate because they were taking too long. It was hot.
Well, the Badlands, yeah, it was hot, and then we got hit with some bugs. But the Badlands was worth it in my mind. I've never been through their car, anything else, and we went through the motorcycle. I loved it. That was so cool.
Well, so you already said that you loved it. So, first experience, Justin, have you been there?
No.
Okay, I've been there several times, so I kind of.
How many times do you think you've been there?
I would say 10.
No shit.
Probably 10 times.
Okay, I was thinking like and 2.
Has it changed at all since you've been there the first time?
Well, every time I go, it's a different.
I mean, is it like obviously different colors, or has more alluvial sand fallen from the top of the?
I think with the rain that they've gotten, I think it was a little more green. Like the grass was a little more greener in the area.
Okay.
So when we were driving through, I saw the little buttes or plateaus or whatever you want to call it.
Right, right, right.
I'm like, who goes out there and mows? Because it looked like nicely trimmed.
Who goes out and mows?
Yeah, no, I would say it was a little greener than normal.
Very
but
green.
Obviously, since I've been going since I was a young child, it was very much the same. I remember motorcycles there before and kind of always wanting to be, you know, on a cycle going through it. And so that was kind of a neat experience. So that, for me, is the first time through that. But for both of you, I guess, like, what was kind of going through your head as we were driving through those switchback roads and going up and going down and, you know, taking the scenic views in and the overlooks and stuff. So,
Justin, Chris, you go first.
Oh, Justin,
I was wondering how many dead bodies are in the Badlands.
So as we were going up the mountain, I obviously had my Insta360 camera going. As we're going up the mountain, I look to my left and I'm like, that looks like when my printer is going out of ink is what it looked like, because there's so many layers of different colors going on at the moment. I like go, gosh, that looks like when my printer goes out of ink or it's about to go out of ink. It was so cool to see all the different layers of colors in my mind. And then we get up to the top of it. And we went to two different lookouts. I don't know the names of the two different lookouts, but they're probably the main ones is my guess. And we have photos of it. And I'm like, gosh, this is just like
one of them
beauty.
I think was White River lookout, but I can't remember.
You don't remember which one it was?
I don't remember which one it was. I don't remember.
They were both awesome. One of them had more of a, it probably because of the sun, how that was.
One of them was a fossil. We stopped at one that was like a fossil trail.
I feel like that'd be
that's
like
the one I wanted to walk around the walk.
Oh, away. that was not even one I was thinking of.
Okay, well, that one I think was called Fossil Trail, and then one of them was called White River. One of them was Panoramic, but we didn't stop at the Panoramic. There was a lot of different options.
I don't know.
What I was thinking, too, and you guys won't get this, but when you play Minecraft,
here we go.
You kind of like just kind of like wander through your world and everything, but I was imagining like someone that lived in like Wall, you know, like early settlers living in Wall. And then you just start migrating like a mile to south, and then you kind of go, and then all of a sudden you just have like this Badland come out of nowhere. I mean, well, it's kind of like when you play Minecraft and all of a sudden like something like just comes out of nowhere and it's just like, wow,
that's just
right there.
As someone that's never played Minecraft, I have no idea what you're talking about, but the beauty in everything that was happening around us. I had my camera going, so I hope I got some really good footage of it. It was amazing to go winding through the canyons. It was, I don't know. There's something about it. And that was one thing I said yesterday that I was looking forward to, is going to the Badlands.
It did not disappoint.
It did not disappoint.
What about Waldrug?
Did disappoint.
Justin, have you ever been there? I know Chris said that he hadn't been there before.
I've never been there.
Justin, have you been there before?
I've been there
before. Oh, yes, that's right, because we talked about the T-Rex.
Yeah, I've seen the T-Rex
a long time ago. Chris, first time
it's a
visiting.
It's a sideshow. It's like saying, hey, I saw the bearded lady at this exit, and it's like, what the hell?
You had made the comment it was kind of like Wisconsin Dells.
It was like the Wisconsin Dells,
and for all
Dells,
the listeners out there, Wisconsin Dells is kind of one of those family attractions where
tourist
they have
trap.
Yeah, they have tourist trap where they have all the tokens and T-shirts with the printed
stuff on
there.
We did find the free
there.
Ice water. We did not find the 5-cent coffee. So I mean,
the ice water was nice. Yeah, ice water was. You know what? I did enjoy the Harley store. That was really fun to.
They call those, that one is a satellite store. They call it.
Well, you know what? Fun fact: I was walking through the store and a guy goes, "Maui, where'd you get that patch from?" So someone admired my patch.
Doesn't know geography because Maui's in.
He goes,
"Hawaii.
Where'd you get that?" No. Here, shut up. Let me talk. Sorry. He goes, hey, where'd you get the Maui patch from? I go, I was on Honolulu for my honeymoon. Sorry,
Honolulu is also in Hawaii.
Yeah. And he goes, oh, you got that there? He goes, I was there in 76. I'm like, oh, shit, really? He's like, yeah, it's been a long time since I've been there. I go, well, it was really cool for like the 36 hours that Steph and I were there. I'm like, but that's where I got this patch from, and it was from the Maui Brewing Co., which is they have a location at the Honolulu portion, which where we're staying at. He goes, oh, that's really cool. So actually someone did recognize my vest as I was walking through, but I did buy a shirt from there, and I did decide that I'm going to now start doing the poker chips.
Oh. Poker chips are such an easy thing. I was trying to tell Justin that today.
I have a couple poker chips.
You know, they vary in price, obviously, but I think it was like $3.18.
Like, I give a shit about that.
$3.18.
You're under $4 easily.
$3.18, I think, $3.99. Is what I came out of there for. And, you know,
they wanted to charge you for a credit card fee, though, but
they all do. 7 cents, I think she said. Six or seven cents.
So now what I have to do is I have to now get myself one of those
boards.
A board. And I saw many of them that I really like, so I got to figure out which one I really want, because I'm probably going to gain I would say in this trip, I will probably gain 5 to 6 poker chips.
Well, there's 5 Harley dealerships in the area.
Right, and then we're going to go to
the Badlands one, which is what's that one called?
That's where we were at. Badlands.
Yeah, Badlands Harley. Is that what it's called?
Yep.
So you got Badlands Harley, and then you got
Black Hills,
which is in Rapid.
We're going to get back to that one.
Hill City, which is in Hill City.
You got Deadwood
and then
Sturgis.
You have Deadwood. And then there's
Sturgis. And then we're, you know, in. We just talked about this
actually,
earlier.
I have a coupon in my wallet for, I think you spend $200, you get $10 off. I've had it for.
How many poker chips is that worth?
One.
You can't use it during the rally.
Oh, of course.
But I'm coming back with Allison in October, so I wonder if they'll punch
October.
If they can punch me during this trip. If they can give me a couple punches during the trip, but I can't redeem it, that'd be great, so.
Well, then,
so moving on from Wall Drug.
Well, hold on now. We might actually reroute ourselves now and go to Sioux Falls, South Dakota on our way home, which that poses another Harley dealership.
Well, that could make sense.
So we might have
We'll circle back to that, though.
We'll circle back to that,
We'll go back into the order which that,
so we
that
left
kind
there.
Of came to
actually,
fruition.
One of our, in my mind, one of our nicest rides was from Wall Drug to Sturgis, and even though we're on the interstate and it's at 80 miles an hour, we went about 70.
No, it was 65. It's Sturgis. Yeah, it's rally rates.
Rally rates.
It started off at 80, though. It was 80 for probably half of that.
And from Rapid to Sturgis.
Rapid to Sturgis was 65.
They have it at 65.
Where did it say that?
So we just started the speed limit.
At Rapid.
We started at Sturgis.
Perfect.
We started the speed limit. But anyways, that was actually a pretty nice ride, and that's where we kind of came up with the idea of, like, maybe we just go back home on I-90. It wasn't
that
bad.
I think the biggest thing with that, and correct me if I'm wrong, Justin or Chris, but when winter was an excellent route to go home, and I think we talked about it on the podcast last night, too, how we wish we kind of maybe planned a little differently for the way back, so we did more on day one than day two.
Correct.
So we could get home. But also the one thing that kind of surprised me was that from winter to, yes, we were going to the Badlands, so that was kind of its whole thing. But
yeah, right. We already went through there once.
We've already gone through the Badlands.
We do have a pass that's good for 7 days if we wanted to go back.
If you wanted to, but
I still
have the route from the Badlands to winter didn't really feel much different than the interstate. The speed limit was about the same as what
right, exactly.
65, so you're going, you know, between 65 and 70. The wind was very much
still the same, if not worse.
So
we hit some bugs that hurt.
No civilized life.
I got stung by something.
There's only a few random stuff.
I got stung by something right around the. God, I didn't even lift my shirt up. I got stung by something by the Badlands. It was in my vest, so I don't fucking know. But anyways. Yeah, I think our way home is I-90 the whole way.
So we left Wall Drug. We
went to Rapid.
Stopped
Rapid.
In Box Elder for fuel.
Which
and then
is not
we
named after the bug.
And so then we finished the rest of the route. We exited off at the western Sturgis, City Sturgis
a lot
exit.
Of, lot
so
of
Justin,
bike traffic.
Start us off with that.
Yeah.
Since you had, I feel like you had the most impactful journey from the interstate
to lead
and dead.
So bring us through. We're on the interstate. You're exiting, and then bring us through the entire route from the Sturgis exit through Lead through Central City or through Deadwood,
so,
Central City.
I mean,
Lead. Talk us through that. Tell us how that went.
I mean, there's just bikes everywhere. I mean, we're on the latter half of rally right now, but all the traffic minus, I don't know, if we saw 20 cars, I think that would be very high number of cars that we would have passed.
I think you're looking for generous.
Very generous. Yes. It's all bikes. we have bikes passing us, bikes on our ass, bikes everywhere. I mean, we're in the rally. First time. I mean, this is the furthest west that I've ever gone
in your life.
Well, driving. So, I mean, I've flown into Vegas. I've flown into LA.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I've been further west, but this is the furthest that I've drove west.
And we're on motorcycles too, so yes.
Yeah, so, okay. I mean, you got to focus on the road because you get 180 turns that they have you at 30 miles an hour.
That is
crazy.
You have
quite a few reduced speed turns left and right. You're going back and forth. You're going up and down. There's literally just like bikes all around you, and some of them are passing you. Some of them are just like right in your ass. It's intimidating. It's not a
question for you. Were you less intimidated on the interstate?
Yes.
So 100%. You were less intimidated going 75 miles an hour on the interstate than going 30 around a deadwood turn.
Yes.
That's crazy to me because you would feel, 30 miles an hour, that's nothing. You know, like in town, that's just like your in-town speed. But it is different when someone's on your butt. Like, you don't know what they're
just, it's not even just the ones that are on your butt. It's the ones that are coming at you. I mean, there's so much stuff to look at. I mean, when it comes to just general sensory perception, I mean, you have how many bikes passing you, and as a bike enthusiast, you want to look at all those bikes, but
that's
you can't.
True.
Because if you look at those bikes, then you might start drifting in the wrong lane. So, I mean, you have to be focused on the 20, 30, 50 feet in front of you, the person in front of you directly and the person behind you directly, and try to not focus on anything else, because if you lose concentration on one of those turns, you're gonna drift away.
Yeah. Well, and that's interesting because it is intimidating. I just went the speed limit like it said to do, so I didn't worry if someone was behind me, which was you actually. So I didn't have as much stress. I'm like, Justin's behind me, whatever, no big deal. So if I'm going 30 or 35 around corners, whatever, it's fine. But yeah, I mean, we all want to be safe though.
Definitely a lot of bikes. Probably the most bikes I've ever seen. You know, one of the probably the biggest stuff that I've ever done
sure.
is like the flood run around the Mississippi River Valley.
That's nothing.
And that, you know, there's a decent amount of bikes. I used to think that was a pile of bikes when you'd see three or four at a time pulling into a gas station.
We are the
one of the comments
four.
That I made when we pulled in here to Lido was like, I was surprised to see most of the groups of bikes that we saw had 15, 20, 25 bikes.
Right.
And then it was maybe a car, and then it was another 15, 20, 25 bikes.
That was crazy.
You know, and I felt like we were kind of the, for lack of better words, odd men out when there was just three of us.
You know what's crazy?
We're kind of riding solo there for a while.
You know what's crazy is we're going to go from 95 degrees today to 65 degrees tomorrow.
It's supposed to be 65 tomorrow.
That's a 30-degree difference.
Yeah.
And tomorrow we have on the docket, supposedly, we're going to go to Custer.
Custer State Park Loop, and then we're going to do
Mount Rushmore.
Try to do Iron Mountain Road and
hopefully
then Needles Highway.
Those are all in the same place, though.
So it's all within, relatively. I mean, it's still going to be
easy.
We'll put
easy peasy.
Put some good miles on for the day, but
hopefully the bison are as nice as the deer.
Well, I was transitioning to that. So, you know, after we got checked in, we went out for dinner, and then we actually met
dinner and beverages.
I brought out this postcard
by Bob Poole,
and he is.
Bob Poole's the
If you
man.
Saw the live that we had earlier with Justin putting the cover on his bike, we kind of mentioned him. I threw it
Correct.
Out there. But we had Shot in the Dark Saloon, Stamp Mill Inn, and then he also owns the Town Hall Inn. His name's Bob Poole. Shout out to him. He let us in. I'm a big history buff when it comes to this
area. He didn't
let
us in. It was 20 minutes before close. But then
he gave us a really good lowdown of like, all the history part. Behind it. He had a lot of cool history artifacts from this area that he's acquired over the years, told us a little bit about Lead and how the town was developed, how his, the, you know, the bar, he said it started out as a French restaurant. No, and then kind of moved forward.
It wasn't French, was it?
Yes.
Yeah. I thought you said it was Mexican. No. Spanish.
The no. hell?
Christopher Colombo.
No, that was that was the bartender that worked the there that owned it. And that was the, when it became the first, when it first became the saloon.
When he started talking about ghost stories, he lost me.
Yeah. So then he told us all about that. And obviously that's a big, big thing that I enjoy to do when we're out here. My wife and I, Allison and I, have came to Deadwood and heard many ghost stories, took many ghost tours, and they're super fun. So shout out to him for that. That was a pretty
also,
cool experience.
Also, shout
cool.
out to the 700 and how many people that watched me put a cover on a bike?
172, not 700.
I thought you said 700.
172 people watched you put your bike
you
cover on.
You definitely said in the beginning
you
it was like 700.
You definitely said 700 some.
Or at the end.
At
you
some
said,
point.
Well, do you feel
there
better
was
700?
6, and then it went down to like 6 or something like that.
It, I don't know how TikTok works, but when you throw the live on, it takes a little while, and all of a sudden, boom, everyone's there. But if you're not doing anything cool, which you weren't.
So in,
what do you mean?
I guess, you know,
cool
we're,
to cover bikes.
We're kind of rambling on. We're good. We feel good.
No, we're not sore.
Wait a second.
We,
you guys
we
feel
missed
good?
The whole the most magical moment of
I'm getting
the
there.
Trip.
I'm trying to,
yeah, but
to
I
get a segue in.
I
there.
Don't believe you guys feel good because I feel like I was the one that felt good and you two felt like ass.
No, I'm just tired.
I mean, I'm tired.
Riding through an air fryer really trains you.
Really?
When you're
I thought I was going to be the one dragging ass.
Oh, no. No.
You didn't think I was going to?
I mean, my ass is good.
No, I didn't.
Is this dragging?
Not right now.
I think your veins have...
Oh, space dust.
Elysian space dust IPA.
Shout out Elysian. To Elysian space dust.
Well, shout out to them, but I didn't have this until now.
Transitioning...
the deer.
Yes.
So we had a wonderful night. We met Bob Poole.
The deer.
And also and then, Dakota, so Dakota, what, Shivers Brewery?
Dakota Shivers.
We got to give a shout out to them because that was.
Oh, do you have those pickled beans?
I have
thankfully, you guys gave me a shout out because
beans.
I had to beg your asses to get there.
We were walking back to the condo that we have for the week that we're here, and there were 3 buck. We'll try to share some pictures. Hopefully Chris can get some pictures and some videos.
I'll try to do something.
And I actually got these like coconut, pink coconut
gross.
Little Debbies. I'll have them when we're done. And
where's the donuts?
When we came up, they actually walked right up to us. I was actually able to.
That was nuts.
Absolutely phenomenal experience. Probably one of the best experiences I've ever had. These deer were not in a deer park. They're not in any kind of adventure park that they have around here. I suspect that they probably have been fed by many of people that have stayed in the area.
Yes.
They're very docile. When I can pet their snout and pet their antlers when they're, you know, just have a little bit of, what's
velvet.
The word? Velvet. They still have the velvet
were,
on
were
there.
They were fully velvet deer. This was...
And three really of cool. them, and there was three of them, and they all
and 3 bucks all together. They're probably brothers because they're all about the same size. There
I
was
mean, who
not.
Knows? I don't know how the deer population works, but there was 3 of them.
One was
whether they're
player.
Related. Maybe they'll come back tomorrow and tell us. But I think that was one of the most cool
that is
experience.
For
yeah,
sure.
That
one
was
a 7-pointer. One of them had a broken antler.
Yeah, one had no antler, and
one
side.
Of them was a 4 or a 5. I can't remember if it had a brow tine or not. But I mean, they're definitely second year, maybe third year, bucks.
Yeah,
I've never been that close to a deer that was alive.
So what are we looking forward to tomorrow?
The deer. We gotta find those deer again. I mean, because that's the highlight of the trip at this point. You're not gonna top that.
We can. We can top deer coming up to you.
I don't think so.
Come to my parents' house.
Why?
They live in the backyard.
But they come up to you like that? They
if you give them, pink
donuts?
Brett, what were you giving them? Pink pastries or some shit?
The snowballs. Host
whatever.
Snowballs.
Yeah, give them that. They never had that.
Well, they definitely liked some Little Debbie donuts.
Well, tomorrow I'm looking forward to just cruising through the mountains, I think.
No dilly beans for you?
No.
Too garlicky?
Get your mic. Can't just wrap it up. I think tomorrow I'm looking. What are you looking forward to? To me,
have a lot of garlic.
Tomorrow I'm looking forward to. I think
Mount Rushmore?
I think Mount Rushmore is probably my top. Not the, but cruising through the mountains.
Needles or Iron Mountain?
The Needles Highway will be cool, but I've seen it so many times on TikTok. I'm like, I don't know how cool that is. But seeing Mount Rushmore to me is history for all of us. I don't care what you think. That's just history for all of us.
What
and
about the wildlife pass in Custer State Park? Or do you even know what that is?
I may have seen that four years ago, maybe.
I don't know, where they're like the buffalo.
All right,
the buffalo are like crossing the road.
If that happens, that'll be sick.
That's probably what I'm looking forward to.
If that happens, that's cool.
The wildlife loop. That's always been.
We should bring donuts. Maybe the buffalo like donuts.
We could bring carrots for the donkeys if you want.
Do you have any carrots?
I don't, but you could buy some if you want to feed the donkeys.
Justin can buy them. Perfect.
Okay, let me go find some carrots here. We got a Dollar General and maybe a grocery store. I don't know. We found a Subway.
Bresto's got the answers.
A bar.
Bresto's got the answers.
Another bar and some dilly beans. Maybe the bison will like some dilly beans.
Justin, what are you looking forward to tomorrow?
I don't know. We'll see what we see.
Unpopular opinion, but I'm looking forward to actually spending the entire day just doing things that we want to see versus trying to get to a destination.
The travel was fun
and it was part of it, and we obviously can say that we've done it. There's probably a lot of folks out there, and I'm sure there's a lot of debate with trailing versus not trailing.
How do you feel about that, folks?
I'm happy to say that we didn't trailer.
We did not.
We rode the whole way, but there is something to be said about being here, and now we can just kind of go ride the rides if we want to do the rides.
We have a home base. We know where to come back to.
What does everyone think about bikini car washes? Let us know in the comments.
Bikini car washes?
For bikes.
I don't trust them.
They'll fry the circuits on Justin's bike.
They're going to ruin my voltage regulator that I just replaced.
Perfect. Well, tomorrow, you know what we're going to do? We're going to let them know how day three went.
There's no bikini car washes for me.
Well, that's fine.
So tomorrow, Custer State Park.
Mount Rushmore, Iron Mountain.
Iron Mountain.
A sweet-ass ride.
Needles Highway.
Sweet-ass ride.
Probably Hill City. Maybe Black Hills, Harley.
Cross our fingers for good weather. It's supposed to be 65.
There's pop-up thunderstorms.
Pop-up showers.
Thunderstorms. Not showers.
So.
Dunderstorms.
Perfect. All right, it's late.
All right, boys. I need to go to bed. Well, we'll be back tomorrow.
It's day four already.
We'll be back tomorrow for day three, and we'll let you know what we're looking forward to, what we loved about day three, and we will keep moving on throughout our daily log. This has been Brews and Cruise. Please like, share, and subscribe. See you tomorrow. Vroom, vroom, bitch. Vroom, vroom.